Hello, and Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Well, welcome everyone to this podcast on live stream, Roku, YouTube, or other devices. Paul Peters, my co-host, is present on the set. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Well, an interesting program that goes the origin of these steps date back to 1970, actually. Amen. When God had directed me to sell a veterinary practice, and a hospital in the summer of 69. So January 2nd, 70, I obeyed and sold. It was an interesting walk those days, sort of things. I had no idea what I would be doing tomorrow. But I trusted in the Lord. He'd been talking to me. And I was learning to trust his voice. Thank God. So, 71, 70 Missouri, 71 Florida, 72, back to Texas. And in Argyle, the wilderness, Luke 4, Matthew 4, I knew what God was saying to me. I could hear his voice. After all, when you sell a very lucrative veterinary practice and your farms and your horses and your cattle and your investment and you hear God, then by now, 72, you're not likely to listen to any man. And after all, about January 71, a vision. You can buy it on my website. Standing by the water. Shallow, beautiful, brown pebbles, gentle 12 feet out, dark blue. Looked like South Pacific water. I'd been there on a ship in the 50s. Thank God. And God gave me that vision. It was the next day before he said, you're getting ready to get into deep water. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and don't listen to any man or you'll drown. So those of you that thought I was prideful and aloof and stubborn and ignorant and hopeless, no one could help me. If you read what I've written over the years and see how the Lord had ordered my steps, and they're successful, then you might settle down a little. I doubt. But in our God taught me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but all of Corinthians. Proverbs 8 and John 17. A whole host of other scriptures. I grew up in church. John Wesley, Methodist Holiness. That's how I grew up. I could read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as a young boy. Thank God. Had some idea of the New Testament. I said, some. Thank God. But now, the Spirit of God has put me in Argyle, Texas, Denton County. First County, west of Collin, where I came in 63. Amen. And God, I believe, probably taught me Proverbs 8 verse. I'm not sure. But he did teach me and reveal to me that Proverbs 8 talks about Jesus and the Father. That was astonishment to me. I grew up reading Proverbs frequently. And normally, the promises of them disappointed me. But God was writing some of them in my heart. My mother used to say to Dorothy, the oldest in heaven, Betty, younger than me, have a birthday next week. That'd be the middle between those two. Then Glenda, the youngest born, 14 years after me, I guess. I've had time to think about it. Amen. But in Argyle, God taught me Proverbs 8. I want Paul Peter to read Proverbs 8. Let me tell you something about Paul Peter. Jeremiah's family, who is my son-in-law, and fellow apostle, walked with me for 30 years. German. Ended up in Russia. His family. 100 years before, I think, the Mayans came to Kansas. That's close. Some miles away was the Peters family. Paul's ancestors, his father's, Mike Peters' ancestors. The Peters and the Myers both end up in Kansas and live about 30 miles apart. Is that close?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, Terry Mike went to heaven. He was my singer, replaced Paul Peters. Paul Peters, an apostle, a prophet, young, I know that. God knows that. Jesus knows that. Now, you know that. And God approves. Jesus approves. Therefore, I approve. So, level it. Paul's going to read Proverbs 8. It's about Jesus and the Father.
Proverbs 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be you of an understanding heart. Hear, for I'll speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find not knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always with him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
End of chapter. Amen. Thank you. I want to tell you this. If you want to know something about Jesus, take Proverbs 8 and just sit and pray, study, consider, and humble oneself and watch what comes out of that chapter. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 through 30, proved to me, Apostle Paul writing, that the Proverbs chapter 8 was talking about Jesus. Let's read that.
1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But if him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Hallelujah. And thus, God's made Christ wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, what was the other one?
Redemption.
Redemption, right. Hallelujah. Is that incredible?
Amen.
I said, that's the man I love. Yes, my friends, he was God. But he emptied himself. Emptied himself. Made him a woman. Made her the law. Humbled himself to the death, even the death of the cross. Thank God. Wherefore, God highly exalted him. Gave him a name above every name. That at his name, every knee should bow. Things of heaven, things of earth, things below the earth, and every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's the man Jesus. It says so more than one place. Humble yourself and accept he was God, emptied himself, became a man. Jesus, he's a man. Today, just like us. Now, in Largo, I can't tell you the exact times that revelation came. I can tell you from 1972 to 1977, I did not escape the wilderness of Argyle, followed by one year. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Can you think of the name of the town?
Carrollton.
Carrollton. Thank you. And their resistance, I guess. Thank God. But during the time of Argyle, 72 to 76, somewhere during that time, the Lord gave me a revelation of his prayer that's prayed in John 17. Now, Paul is going to read that prayer.
John 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While thou wast with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that them might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Oh, did you hear that?
Amen.
The ones that believe through their words that spoken, he prayed for us. Oh, understand something. I was not a theologian. I was not the son of a theologian. I was not a Bible school graduate. My father was not a graduate of Bible school. But my father was saved, set apart to God. That's all I had as credentials, except as a veterinarian, that didn't count much. And I'm believing Jesus is talking to me, directing my path. And there were detractors on every side of me, saying, oh, guys, all kinds of wicked things trying to stop me. But that I saw Jesus had prayed for me. And I said, I'm going to make it out there. If you'd like to read on it, finish, Albert, you want to.
Okay. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. End of chapter.
Great. Amen. Understand something. He prayed that we be sanctified. Amen. Yeah, that's right. He prayed we be sanctified. And that's separated to God. Let me tell you something. There's a condition. You had to believe the word that 120 delivered. There was about 120. After three and a half years, Jesus on this earth. And he prayed for them. But he prayed for us that would believe their words. And here I am. I didn't have a friend anywhere. That's the truth. Religion has chased me down, persecuted me, because I wasn't submitted to them. And when I would say I'm submitted to Jesus Christ, they'd say, oh, all of us are submitted to Jesus. Sure, I got out of Argyle. A bunch of you never got out of where you were. You know why? You didn't believe the words that the ones he prayed for sanctified and sanctified himself, sanctified all of us that would believe. That's why you've never gone anywhere with the Lord. I believe I've said enough. You got anything to say?
No, I do not.
I am so grateful to be a servant of the Most High God, a servant of Jesus Christ, the one and only Shepherd, one and only shepherd. You find that in the book of Ezekiel, I think chapter 34.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. The one and only shepherd. Guess what? He'll come get your car and ride with you. He'll get in your boat and preach to you. But it's Jesus that's talking to you. Now I know angels speak, but Jesus is your personal shepherd. Oliver, he's a busy shepherd, but he can do it. I just love him, love the Father, and what an honor to know and understand both of them. I want to give you a chance to know and understand. You can be born again, saved, one with the Lord, one in the heart, in your heart, receive Jesus by simply saying, mix and faith, it's in your heart, God put it there. Mix and faith with this name, Jesus, the only name under heaven, whereby one must be saved. Speak it, Jesus. God bless.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.